Welcome to your Newsmax Daily for Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. A super busy Wednesday. 4-24-24. Sounds like a song. I think that's 25-25. It's the 115th day of the year, the 17th Wednesday. A lot of numbers. And the final Wednesday of the month already. It's a big day in the world of business, Administrative Professionals Day. If that is you, enjoy your day today, and hopefully the boss does the right thing. Today is also hashtag Denim Day, which is not actually about denim, although you are encouraged to wear denim in support and solidarity for victims of sexual violence. This all stems from a 1992 court case in Italy where a judge ruled that the victim's jeans were too tight for her to have been raped, so she must have consented, causing an outrage among the people who then protested the verdict by wearing jeans. And it then became a thing, Denim Day. Topping the headlines, President Biden is expected to sign the $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan that was approved by the Senate 79-18 Tuesday. More on that in a bit. Donald Trump continues to work and campaign even as he is forced to sit in a New York City court all day. And as discussed in depth yesterday, the anti-Israel Hamas-supporting protests are spreading around the country as Jews celebrate or try to celebrate Passover. That was the topic of discussion on last night's edition of Greg Kelly Reports.
Anti-Jewish riots all over America in full swing. This is America. People being targeted because of their faith, their Jewish faith. It is horrible. It is outrageous. It's also surprising. I didn't know there was so much anti-Semitism out there. And surprising also because weren't we told by the entire government for about 3 years that white supremacy is the existential threat to America? Doesn't that sound familiar? Yeah, the Homeland Security Secretary, the FBI, the president, the vice president, the whole of government telling us we had to worry about white supremacy. I hate white supremacy, but there are about four guys who believe in white supremacy. Some are in the woods and some are in prison. Who cares? This is real. And oh, by the way, there are some white people in the mix, an awful lot of people of color. I mean, I don't care about race. They've been talking about race, the Biden administration, since day one. I'm just telling you that this is not a white movement, all right? It's not. People don't like to hear that, but whatever. There are all kinds of folks involved in this anti-Semitism, and it's horrible. And right now, this is what America's all about. Anti-Semitism from one coast to the next, and it is being tolerated. You know, the government, don't we have government to stop this kind of stuff? What about our culture to decry it, to condemn it? That's not happening. It's going on all over the country, and they're actually closing facilities to, well, they can't secure the safety of Jewish students. Columbia University has been shut down. Instead of putting the rioters out, they told the students, you can't show up for school anymore. Do some of that remote learning. The anti-Semites have won. Now, this is a huge opportunity for a leader, for a president of the United States, any president, to lead and do the right thing. But we don't have that kind of president, do we?
It's about just doing the basic things, talking to people, literally talking to people. And, for example, I'm really excited. We've raised almost $500 million so far.
You know, for a moment there, talking to people, I thought he was going to talk about, I don't know, coming together, getting past our differences, something. Maybe something nice about Israel? No. He's bragging about how much money they've raised for the campaign.
That's Greg Kelly, host of Greg Kelly Reports, weeknights at 9 o'clock Eastern. While President Biden was in Florida talking up abortion Tuesday, and I'll get into that a little bit more, former President Donald Trump hosted the former Prime Minister of Japan at Trump Tower in New York City after his court appearance.
We'll be talking about Japan and the United States right now and lots of other things also. But highly respected. It's a great honor to have him.
Speaking with the media, as always, Trump was asked about Columbia University, which is not that far from Trump Tower.
Start closing down colleges and universities. That means the other side. In Japan, they don't know about that. They don't close. They keep it open. They make it work. And the people running Columbia have made a grave mistake. Columbia should gain a little strength, a little courage, and keep their school open.
The former president will be back in court today, and House Speaker Mike Johnson is visiting Columbia University today to meet with Jewish students there. More on the situation from Carl Higbee.
These people don't even know what they're outraged about.
I know he's not a fascist, but it's more just of getting the community together to just go against him.
A lot of people said he's not actually a fascist. So then why call him a fascist?
Well, I don't know the exact definition of a fascist, so I don't know if he is or isn't a fascist.
Let me educate you, little girl, who has not seen any of the evil in society. Fascism, according to Merriam-Webster, a political philosophy, movement, or regime that exalts nation and often race above the individual and that stands for a centralized autocratic government headed by a dictatorial leader, severe economic and social regimentation, and forcible suppression of opposition. You know what you can't do in a fascist and Marxist state, girl? Protest. You can't talk bad about the government. Can't have a dissenting opinion. You also don't own your property. You don't have guns. You are a servant to the state because of the collectivism that goes with it, where some party apparatchik chooses winners and losers. Good luck trying to make the case to anyone that actually earns a paycheck with half a brain that Trump is that and Biden is not. It's not Republicans shutting down free speech. It's not Republicans trying to throw political opponents in jail. It's not Republicans trying to have you fired from your job because you won't put on a mask or get a vaccine or any other narrative to go with COVID or the radical gender theory. That's exclusively owned by the Democratic Party. Yet these overeducated, seemingly unintelligent kids with $150 sneakers drinking a $9 cup of coffee at a $60,000 plus a year school, they are told by the actual fascist in this country that this system is comprised of either the oppressed or the oppressor, convincing them that victimhood is somehow like a form of currency and that you should seek out weakness. When have we ever had that in America? The more shrinks you can find to diagnose you with whatever BS, social anxiety, gender dysphoria, ADHD, whatever you can write on a prescription pad with a bunch of acronyms at the end, that you can wave that in someone's face and demand special treatment, and that's good. What? This party now, Joe Biden's party, has encouraged a race to the bottom. And telling them that they don't, if they don't have the utopia that they want for some reason that they think they're entitled to, then they're somehow oppressed. Never mind the fact that they have food in their stomach and a roof over their head. And these supposedly educated kids have been made to believe that the party that does believe in freedom and somehow they're the oppressors. And they found out their policies are so bad, or they're starting to find out as they enter the real world, that their policies are so bad, that they are so weak, that the only thing that these leftist radicals can compete with anyone on is perpetual victimhood and compliance.
That's Carl Higbee, host of Frontline, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Perpetual victimhood. That's a good one.
I mean, this has now gone into a level where, do you agree National Guard needs to get in here ASAP?
Well, I think engaging in violence, period, is wrong. And whether it's the National Guard or the NYPD, somebody has to start taking action, real enforcement action, locking these people up. No more desk appearance tickets. No more pats on the back. Get them locked up for engaging in violence. They're supporting terror groups. They're engaging in violence. In any other circumstance, they would be arrested.
Files, though, for domestic terrorism.
No, exactly. And listen, this is you have to wonder what the administration's thinking, letting this stuff continue, whether it's Columbia, Harvard, or anywhere else.
Yeah.
Former chief of the NYPD, Bernie Kerik, on Newsline with Bianca De La Garza. Well, the president's appearance in Tampa yesterday with a huge sign over his head that said Restore Roe and a huge sign in front of him that read Reproductive Freedom Biden 2024 makes it pretty clear what they're thinking. It's literally now the whole campaign platform, like I said it would be a few months ago. All kinds of signage. Reproductive freedom. Biden Harris. And as I mentioned at the open, the president will sign the $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan today. This is Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the top Republican in the Senate, addressing the fact that the bill contains no money and does nothing for the U.S. border.
And this contains nothing to help the border crisis. We're having known terrorists who are coming over the border right now. How concerned are you about a potential threat to America, and would you like to see the next Congress deal with this border crisis?
I would love to have seen this Congress deal with it. As I just said a minute ago, I asked Senator Lankford to get into a negotiation with the Democrats because they have the White House and they have the Senate. And he negotiated a bill that I thought was an important step in the right direction. I particularly thought that because the Democrats are awfully uncomfortable with it. So that didn't happen. And that's not an argument for not dealing with the other issue. I'm not happy with the situation at the border. My own view is it's the president's single biggest problem. If I were in his shoes, I'd do something about it.
Marble Mouth Mitch actually held a 15-minute press conference, which, with all due respect, I have to say was difficult to watch. And I'm not trying to be funny, but I was waiting for him to freeze up again. I mean, that's what it was looking like. He explained and defended the $61 billion going to Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel and humanitarian relief for the people in Gaza, and $8 billion to counter Chinese threats in Taiwan. That's what I really want to know more about. We know all about the Ukraine funding, about the Israeli funding, the much-needed aid for Gaza. But how will the $8 billion counter Chinese threats in Taiwan? What exactly are we doing there? And again, I don't ever, ever, ever want to hear anything about cutting Social Security. All right, let's recap for a moment. All right, so we have two wars going on, another $100 billion roughly of our money going to other countries. Some of it is a loan now that will most likely never get paid back. Violent Hamas-supporting anti-Israel protests disrupting university campuses across the country. Jewish Americans now fearing for their lives. Gas back at $3.50 a gallon. Food prices haven't come down at all. Okay, eggs are almost back to the normal price, but that's about it. And oh yeah, the migrant crisis created by the wide open border. All of this other I almost fell into the trap of letting all of the other stuff take our eyes off of the border. And we'll wrap it up with this from Chicago and Newsmax's National Report.
Now, the first $51 million that this council gave to the migrants came from the opioid settlement fund. We need that money in my neighborhood. We need that on my block. So I'm asking y'all to use our tax money for our people. We need it. You live on the west side, Mayor Johnson. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
That was Chicago resident Patricia Ray Eastlake calling out the city's mayor, Brandon Johnson, all over funding for migrants, as you see, her MAGA hat. And she's got a strong message.
Yeah, this taking place at the most recent city council meeting where they were weighing a $70 million proposal to use taxpayer money to pay for illegal migrants coming to the city of Chicago surrounding areas. Patricia Ray Eastlake is the woman in this video. And the hostess of Black Excellence Hour, she joins us now. Patricia, good to see you. Thanks for coming on. Fiery speech there, obviously filled with confidence in this moment. Can you break this down for viewers that are watching? We've reported on the migrant crisis in major cities, including Chicago. Now you're seeing where the taxpayer dollars are going, and you're opposed to it. Talk about that.
Absolutely. So what's happening right now is that the city of Chicago seems like they're much more interested in making sure that illegal immigrants get our tax funds rather than the actual citizens. I actually ran to this interview because I lost my carpool. And the reason I lost my carpool is because my carpool buddy's daughter's school, which is an elementary school in the area, they have a measles outbreak. So the children have to stay home, and I had to rush and do everything this morning. So it's affecting us on multiple levels. Now our children have been exposed to measles. They're not going to school. CPS took the school buses, and now we're rushing to take our children around the city. It's getting worse and worse every day.
Wow. And it's obviously so bad that you're attending local board meetings, right? Motivated enough to speak out, because you're right, there's children that you've got to consider about their futures, where funding is going, what's going on with the schools, right? If perhaps you've got teachers who are catering to people who don't speak English here, who knows what language. There are people coming in from all over the world, taking away, again, the focus on American citizens and Chicago residents. Patricia, I got to talk to you about the hat. The last time we've heard about a MAGA hat in Chicago was having to do with the fabricated Jussie Smollett saga extravaganza, which didn't ultimately end up being true, but yours is real. And why do you choose to wear that and send that message?
Because this is our country. I'm an eighth generation free American. Everything in this country is for me and people like me, from sea to shining sea. We're rejecting the liberal message that we are oppressed, that the white Republican boogeyman is going to jump out of the ground and bite us on the feet or whatever lies they're trying to tell us. No, we don't care about that. Here in the city of Chicago, we know that this is our city, this is our country, and we have to be proud of our city and our country right now. And the only way that we're going to be able to beat this invasion is by standing under one flag, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So we are wearing our MAGA hat loud and proud because we can do what we want to. We're at home.
That Chicago resident Patricia Ray Easley, also the hostess of Black Excellence Hour on National Report with Sean Kreisman and Emma Reckenberg. That's 9 o'clock Eastern, 9 a.m. Eastern, comes on right after Wake Up America. Catch Wake Up America, National Report, and all the other great shows on Newsmax throughout the day and night to keep up with all of the news. As you know, Newsmax is available on most major cable systems, as well as Dish and DirecTV. And make sure you're streaming the new Newsmax Plus. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com. You can also get a free trial. It includes all of your favorite shows, like The Balance with Eric Bolling, Greg Kelly Reports, Rob Schmidt Tonight, Carl Higbee and Frontline, Wake Up America, Greta Van Susteren, and more, with fantastic analysis from people like Governor Mike Huckabee, law expert and professor Alan Dershowitz, Hogan Gidley, Judge Napolitano, with documentaries, special programs, and more, NewsmaxPlus.com. This is the Newsmax Daily. I'm Tony Marino. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you share it with your friends and family. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday and keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.